Everybody, welcome back to Two Geeks at the Movies. I am your co-host Chris. As always, I am joined by my brother and co-host Rob. What's up, Rob?
Not much. You always introduce me, and like 3 seconds before, I'm like, oh, I should think of something clever, and I never do. So
it worked out nicely this time. Well done.
Thanks.
We are also joined by our old pal Matt. Hey, Matt.
Guys. This is so special.
This is,
let's do this.
This is a very Matt movie right here.
Right. This is Matt centric. Matt has been asking us for years to talk about Edge of Tomorrow. And we are going to do that next week. So but in
the edging of tomorrow.
The edging of tomorrow. And I knew all day Matt was gonna make that joke. In honor of Edge of Tomorrow, which is a time loop slash alien invasion movie, we're going to do a little top five. Rob, what is our top five today?
Well, we considered top five time loop movies, and then we realized that there are maybe about five time loop movies.
Right, including that god-awful Hanukkah one that we watched this past year.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's six, but there's only five worth talking about. But so we decided instead to go with top five alien invasions.
Good. I think a long time ago we did just a straight up top five alien movies.
Did we?
And the only reason I remember that is I found notes as I was going through making this, looking for my top five alien invasions, and I found one that was just top five alien movies. Okay. But it was very different. That was things like E.T. and things that weren't necessarily an invasion. So
okay. So yeah, I guess we could say the way I tried to go with it was, and it's open to interpretation, I guess, but I tried to go with kind of sort of a mass alien invasion, like alien flew up and it's not just Predator. But
sure.
Again, you guys may have that on your list and interpret. I mean, it's certainly, you know, he invaded our privacy with his thermal vision, you know. That's not nice to do.
The anal probes are pretty low on that one. I was doing a countdown.
Minimal
zero probe. Anal probes.
And I, again, this is slightly off topic, but if you guys go online, that you can find a picture of a great pair of Halloween costumes. A great pair online. There's these two people dressed up. One of them is dressed up as the Predator, and the other guy is wearing one of those like full body tight suits that it looks like the thermal imaging.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I have seen that.
Have you seen it? But the funniest thing is the guy in the thermal image suit, yeah, has a great big member. it's really funny. So all right.
Clever,
anyway.
Clever.
Should we let our guests start with the number five on top five alien invasion movies? Matt?
You guys are so sweet.
What do you got?
I picked War of the Worlds, the new one with Tom Cruise. Wait a minute. Tom Cruise.
I know that. That guy knows his way around an alien invasion.
He does. You know what? I don't believe he ran like the Dickens of that movie. Do you remember if he did?
Are you joking?
Does he?
Oh, there's a shot where the tripod things are like blown up houses and streets and he's fucking booking it.
Okay, well, yeah.
I don't remember that movie very well. I only saw it one time and I didn't love it.
That was during his weird time where she kind of ruined the movie right before, but it was very suspenseful. That's why, you know, catch you on the edge of your seat. That's why I put it on the list.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
And because it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He did his own alien probing stunts. He was a self-probe.
So that's a movie that I loved the first half. And then once they end up in Tim Robbins' basement, it's not as great, but the scene where the tripods first emerge from the ground. And then there's a scene where they're trying to get on a ferry
Okay.
and the tripods start popping up from the water and grabbing people.
Oh, yeah.
It's really pretty amazing action sequences, like
Yeah.
peak Spielberg. And then I don't love the rest of the movie, but those two scenes alone are incredible.
All right. Very good,
Cool.
Rob. You got a number five for us?
Yeah, my number five is a little movie called Mars Attacks, from Tim Burton.
Was my honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a movie that I saw when I was younger, maybe when it first came out, and it actually like disturbed me.
I
Like,
remember. I
yeah,
remember. Really?
it like freaked me out. Just
Yeah.
being, because the first time the aliens start shooting people up, like Michael J. Fox and like these famous people that you think are going to make it through to the end end up these green and red skeletons.
Yeah.
It freaked me out. I don't know what it was, but I since have seen it probably within the past few years, and it's just so silly, over the top, and just it's like Tim Burton. They were like, okay, go ahead and go batshit crazy. But it's very funny. It's very strange. And
It's his gremlins too.
it kind of is. And it's a movie that nobody could make anymore. It's this one-off special little thing. So that's my number
All
five.
right.
What's your number five?
This is going to be either really clever or really stupid. Probably stupid.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Avatar.
Okay.
And guess
Were
who
they
the
attacking
aliens that
the
invaded? It was
Sam
us.
Worthington?
We were the invaders.
Oh,
Shit.
shit.
Reversal. Man, mind total mind blow.
Everybody okay now? Ooh,
That's a
everybody pull
Sersa
through that
Brent.
one?
You just Sersa Brent of that one.
The old reach around.
To be fair, it very much is an invasion movie.
Yeah, it absolutely
No,
is.
those bastards
that's
don't want us
perfect.
there.
Well, so there you go.
Okay.
I guess we landed on stupid. Matt, what's your number four?
My number four is before the Wahlberg days, but the original Transformers.
Oh, that's right. I guess the Transformers is a bit
When
of alien invasion.
the old peeps from Cybertron decided to wreak havoc and do a nasty all over the buildings. And yeah, the old, what do they call a robot circle jerk?
Were the Decepticons jizzing oil all over buildings?
It's filthy.
Oh,
They had to
those
censor a bunch of it.
Oops. It worked out well because you can't tell what's robot and what's,
Yeah.
breaking
Michael
building.
Bay, it's a Michael Bay explosion of deliciousness. All
Okay.
right. You, sir, are a mouthful.
All Matt giving very out of context Arrested Development quotes today.
This is pretty much a normal day.
Yeah. All right, Rob, you're number four.
My number four is Slither, an
Oh,
early
good one.
James Gunn movie.
I never seen that.
Oh, it's great. I love Slither.
It's really fun.
Hence it being on my list.
Yeah. Elizabeth Banks in it?
Yep. Michael Rooker, Nathan Fillion. It's got a good cast. And just like all these people that you watch it, you're like, oh yeah, that guy's in all sorts of James Gunn movies. But it's a meteorite hits the Earth, and in this small town, Nathan Fillion plays the local sheriff, and the creature starts taking over, spoilers, Michael Rooker, and turning him into this disgusting thing. And then there are alien slugs, and it's just that movie gets gr so gross,
It really does.
but it's so much fun. All right. Chris, what's your number four?
This one's a bit of a spoiler if you haven't seen it, because whether or not there are actual aliens there is a kind of a question mark. and that is 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yep.
Which I like. The original Cloverfield is fun. It's a good movie. I like 10 Cloverfield Lane a lot more. Some people say the actual alien part of it sort of ruins the movie. I'm okay with it. I think the rest of it is better, but there is that sort of question about, are there aliens? Is something going on, or is it just a crazy man trapping people in a bunker? But it's a really, really tense movie and very, very good. Great.
I have not seen that one either.
Oh man. Well, if you like John Goodman, you won't after this.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
he's so scary in that movie.
It's great Goodman.
Yeah.
No, that movie's awesome. And it's like very low. Did we do an episode on that?
I think we might have. It seems like we should have.
Like very low budget, and they do so much with it. It's
good. All right, Matt, number three.
I'd like to mention my first three could be intertwined as one, you know, three, four, and five. My number one and two are legit. So anyway, my number three is M. Night Shyamalan's. Is any takers, any guesses?
Got to be Signs.
You got it.
Oh,
I thought that movie was, I really liked it, even though kind of corny at the end.
Yeah.
A little corny, but like I really like that movie. Very fun.
That was kind of one of the last movies he did that I thought was any good.
I'm currently drinking something that could kill those aliens, guys.
Oh my god. Speaking of which, it also killed in War of the Worlds.
Water did?
Water.
I thought it was like disease.
Well, yeah. From the water.
Well, what? No, I think it's just the natural bacteria.
Oh, okay. whatever. Tomato, tomato.
It was one of those kind of lackluster endings where you're like, oh, so they were just destined to die anyway.
It was kind of disappointing. Like, oh, just it's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Oh, if you just let them just do their thing, they would have killed Hitler with the Ark.
So, Signs has that one moment. Of and everybody talks about it, but where Joaquin Phoenix is watching the home video.
Yeah.
And it's such a simple thing, and yet it's like the most terrifying thing in the world.
That's what really made me think of that, of this to put on the list, was that scene.
Yeah. All right. Number three to Rob.
Number three. I would guess, I would not be surprised if this is on one of your lists, particularly Matt, for some reason. Okay. But I went with Annihilation.
Oh, good movie.
I did not.
Alex Garland directed movie, which, by the way, Civil War looks fucking awesome.
It's getting really good reviews too. Yeah.
But
I love the Annihilation soundtrack.
All right.
Yeah, that does seem like a Matt soundtrack.
Holy cow, that thing is so, like, the bear. Oh my god.
I love the bear. So
it gives me freaking nightmares.
Natalie Portman goes into the Shimmer, and I don't even, there's not like aliens, but it's almost like this organism is slowly taking over all the kind of organic matter. But it's
insane movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And yeah, it's worth the bear.
Strong work. That should be your number one, Rob. Jeez.
I got some good ones on here. All right, Chris, number three.
Number three was the original Avengers, which culminates with a huge alien invasion in New York.
That is very true. The
and
Chitauri?
Yeah, the Chitauri.
Is that the Chitauri?
And while I think that... I think there's better examples of alien invasions. That one is just such that entire end scene is so fantastic, start to finish. So,
and I love
the
giant flying dragon ones.
Yeah, those things are incredible.
And there's the moment in the where Hulk punches it and Iron Man kills it. And you're like, oh, nice. And then like 12 more of them emerge out of that portal. So it's the rough invasion.
And they keep popping up in a lot of the other Avengers movies, and they really got some length out of those things. So
Mileage, simple length.
mileage. All right. Where are we? Number two for Matt?
Yep.
So number two was Avengers for me.
Oh, okay.
Just because of the setup for the Avengers as well, and just because it's an alien invasion. Yeah, great movie. Screw the Chitauri,
Yeah.
You tell Matt.
Yeah. That's a t-shirt idea right there.
Screw the Chitauri.
Yeah.
All right.
Ch-ch-ch-what?
Right. My number two is a movie that we covered fairly recently in the last few months on the show, and that's Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1978, the Donald Sutherland banjo dog version. And
I have not seen that.
oof, it's good.
You're missing a weird dog.
It's worth, yeah, just if you don't see it, just Google Dog Man Banjo Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But it's we've already talked about it. You can listen to that episode, but that's an awesome movie.
No.
What's your number two, Chris?
I feel like this is one of those that's not, I in years past, I've noticed that it's not a good movie at all, but
Okay.
is sort of the gold standard of alien invasions, and that is Independence Day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and it was funny, I think that came out the same year as Mars Attacks,
It did.
and there were a lot made before they came out about how they, I mean, the big Independence Day thing was the blowing up of the White House. That was a thing you saw in all the trailers and all the ads. And they had, I think there was a similar scene in Mars Attacks that they changed because Independence Day came out first. But I just remember seeing Mars Attacks as a, as a young, I guess, must have been a teenager when that came out, and being so disappointed because I thought it was going to be similar in tone to Independence Day, and
No.
surprised to find how different it was. But Independence Day is still a lot of fun. It's just so stupid, but still a lot of fun. And it was obviously a huge, huge deal, big hit. So,
I think that's part of why I mean, Mars Attacks bombed for I think many reasons,
yeah.
but I think a big part of it was that Independence Day was so huge that people were like, the fuck is this weird little thing? Give us more Harry Connick Jr., please.
So there you go.
All right, thanks.
Matt,
So my
big
number one
one.
is Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's so fun, even though you got Jeff Goldblum, can't go wrong. The whole virus thing to destroy. Stupid as all shit.
Matt, you're in IT. You know that
I mean, wow. Way to use the same compilers. We're not even gonna go there. But it's still a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, 100%. You guys already sort of mentioned it's fantastic. And it's yeah. So number one, just because by popularity as well, and just a fun watch. And we can watch it many times and it doesn't get old.
Welcome to Earth.
Can we do a special cut where it's Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum flying up into the mothership, but Matt is just in the back talking about how stupid their plan is?
I'm in.
I'm sure that their alien ships are Apple compatible. Well done.
Guys. Great job,
Guys
guys.
using C++ compilers?
A Raspberry Pi in this thing.
Right.
One of the things that I love about Independence Day is that it's almost the special effects are almost quaint by today's standards
Yeah.
because so much of it is practical, which is obviously something we harp on a lot in this show, but everything that they blow up and the way that I love the behind the scenes stuff from the special
Yeah.
effects in that movie.
It is weird seeing Data with hair.
Yes.
Yes. Well, he had
It
hair,
creased me out.
but oh, with the long, like scraggly hair. Yeah, that had a lot of famous people in that movie. But
Had Will Smith in it.
was he in that? Was he a member of Earth? Citizen of Earth. All right, Rob, what's your number one?
My number one is the John Carpenter classic, They Live. Did you
I
know
knew
that was
it.
going to be mine?
I knew it would. Yeah, it was on my
Okay.
list, and I was like, I'm not going to say it because I know Rob will have it.
They Live? I don't know that one either.
Oh, really? With
What? You don't
Rowdy
even know
Roddy
it?
Piper?
Oh no, that one. That one.
You
Yes,
know, the people
with
where
the
they wear the
glasses, they see the
sunglasses?
aliens. Yes.
I love that movie. That's another one we've done an episode on. And it's the subtlety is, as soon as you see Roddy Piper in the cast list, you know subtlety is going to be out the fucking window, and it certainly is. But it's so fun. It's crazy. It has the classic fist fight scene that goes on for 10 minutes. So much just iconic imagery of the aliens and the Obey signs, all that stuff. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a great one.
What is your number one?
All right. One of the more recent movies, and that would be A Quiet Place.
Ooh, yeah, that's a
Which
great
is,
one.
yeah, it's a
I
really,
forgot
really
about
good
that.
movie. I've seen it a couple of times, and I just kind of can't get enough of it. It's so well done. And even the sequel was excellent, and there's a new one coming out that looks every bit as good. So really, kind of a modern take on it, and John Krasinski directed it with Emily Blunt, who's in our movie next week, and just really fantastic. Love that movie.
I'm surprised no one picked The Thing. If I watched, I haven't seen it so long that I didn't put it on my list.
Yeah, I thought about it, but by Rob's rules of alien invasion, it didn't seem like a full-blown
Yeah.
alien
All
invasion,
right.
so I kind of let same
Gotcha.
as like felt more like the Predator to me, but
Yeah, that's why it didn't end up on my list.
that's a good honorable mention. Anybody else honorable mentions?
I was gonna say Oblivion.
I've
Is
never
that
seen
an
Oblivion.
is another Tom Cruise?
Yeah, and I think it's the same
Kind of like the
director as
moon.
this. Isn't it the same director as this movie?
No, this is Doug Liman, and that is whoever made
Oh,
Tron
Tron.
Legacy
Right.
and
It's
Maverick.
John Joseph Kosinski.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I always get those guys confused. So,
But I had some movies that are kind of underseen that people should seek out. One of them is Under the Skin,
okay.
with Scarlett
Scarlett
Johansson.
Johansson.
And that's sort of a one alien invasion movie, but it's so weird that it's worth seeing. And then a movie called Attack the Block, with a
Oh, I've always wanted to see
young,
that.
who's Finn? Who plays Finn? John
John
Boyega.
Boyega.
But that's a fun kind of low budget British alien invasion movie.
Yeah.
If you throw Under Skin, you should throw in Species 1, 2, and 3.
I forgot
I
about Species.
forgot. That's in the subgenre of sexy alien invasion.
Yeah. I will throw out District 9, which isn't exactly an alien invasion movie, but sort of. It's hard to kind of classify, but that's a really interesting movie. And again, Arrival, which I think is could have been on my
Oh, yeah,
top
that was my.
spot, but I don't know if I consider it an invasion in the way that these other movies are, where it's a hostile alien. But Arrival, if you're talking about aliens, is a really fantastic movie.
Yeah, that was the same thing. Like, I don't think this really considers an
Yeah,
invasion.
yeah. So,
Nice.
all right. Well, that's a lot of good alien movies.
Go aliens.
Yay, aliens. All right. Well, we will, on that note, be getting ready for next week, in which we're again going to watch Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise classic. If you haven't seen Edge of Tomorrow, you can check it out this week and catch back up with us next week. In the meantime, Rob, if anybody's looking for us online, where can they do it?
You can find us on Facebook. We are on Instagram, Twitter at Two Geeks Movies, and we are on Spotify, Podomatic, and Apple Podcasts. And Matt is being gross.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks for joining us.
You guys, it's been a pleasure.
We can't wait to see you next week, Matt.
Matt's going to be so excited for this movie. All right. Well, thank you all excited. For joining us, and we will catch you next week on Two Geeks at the Movies.
Bye, folks.
See ya. Bye.